Magical Objects, Illusions and Puzzles in Design and Architecture by Penny Craswell. Optical illusions have always fascinated humans. In art and architecture, these illusions make you question what you see, question what is real, and question what is not. At times, this may seem unsettling, but as I show, through works in the NGV collection and beyond, these illusions are not designed to trick or mock the viewer, but rather they seek to make us stop and think and consider the true nature of perception and reality. Quote, "The mind loves the unknown. It loves images whose meaning is unknown, since the meaning of the mind itself is unknown." René Magritte. It's an overcast, windy day in Eindhoven, and I'm visiting the studio of Dutch designer Maarten Baas. Arriving from the train station, I'm not even sure if I'm in the right place. The Double Height workshop is filled with tools and strewn with vintage objects and junk. A slightly askew and underdressed mannequin is in one corner, while another corner is piled high with the pieces of a dismantled drum kit. After locating a young man, very tall and Dutch but not Maarten, I'm handed a cup of tea and asked to wait. Seated opposite the staff kitchen, I peer inside. A retro hairdryer repurposed as a light hangs above a communal kitchen table. Later, the team will eat lunch here as a group, a common practice for Dutch office workers. Still, no one appears. Various jokes and sayings cover the kitchen walls, and as a man with a cigarette walks past without acknowledging my presence, I suddenly feel like I've been caught spying on something private. Finally, Maarten arrives and we head upstairs to a mezzanine level where an old combi van has been repurposed as a meeting room. He is young and totally at ease, making my former nerves seem ridiculous. He is as self-assured about his work, describing his first body of work, Smoke, 2004 to present, San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, San Francisco, which he sets alight before curing its blackened form. He designs for himself and likes to break rules, and I'm all for it. While I had always been a fan of Maarten's work, hence the trip to Eindhoven, it is the series that he launched the year after our interview in 2009 that is now my favourite. Real Time is a series of artworks that create the illusion that clocks are inhabited by people who appear to be manually keeping time. Each is actually a video in real time of the clock being manually altered. One of these is Grandfather Clock 2014, acquired by the Felton Bequest in 2015 in honour of Bruce Parncutt, AO, the then President of the Council of Trustees. A three-dimensional object, it has a brown, slightly wonky form that is reminiscent of Maarten's earlier Sculpt series, with an outline that looks like it's been drawn by a child. The dial is both mesmerising and unsettling. It shows, through a translucent screen, a man's face and hands as he, minute by minute, draws the hands of the clock with a black marker pen, erasing the previous hands as he goes. Each minute is surprisingly slow, and occasionally the man has a drink or a bite of sandwich in between. As a spectator, it doesn't take long to realise that there is no man in this box. If it were real, more than 1 minute inside would amount to torture, but the illusion is still bewitching. Optical illusions have always fascinated humans, and they go right back to the beginning. The first written record of an optical illusion is by ancient Greek philosopher Cleomedes in the 1st century AD. Cleomedes notes the change in the size of the moon when it is on the horizon compared to when it is high in the sky. What he called the moon illusion proved the scientific theory of size-distance variation. The study of illusions has continued since, with philosophers and scientists using them to prove or disprove theories about reality, perception, light, vision, and brain science. During the Renaissance in 14th and 15th century Europe, artists used linear perspective in two-dimensional paintings to create the illusion of three-dimensional form. The expression trompe l'œil, literally trick of the eye, was coined in France by still life painter Louis-Leopold Boyer in 1800 to mean any painting that looks three-dimensional and isn't, and is often associated with ceilings painted to look like the sky, with figures, clouds, and sometimes architecture that looks like it extends upwards. Another common form is paintings of three-dimensional objects hanging on a wall that create the illusion that the painting is actually part of the wall. For example, in the painting Trompe l'œil with a letter rack holding newspapers, letters, writing equipment and a comb by Dutch artist Eduard Collier, 1706, the items listed in the painting's title appear in the painting, strung up by strips of leather, with the leather, golden tacks and wooden wall painted as realistically as the objects themselves. By the 20th century, optical illusions were really taking off. In the Netherlands, M.C. Escher was exploring optical illusions as a graphic artist, having switched over from architecture, and his work has been inspiring artists, graphic designers and architects ever since. At around the same time, the Surrealists were exploring the images of the subconscious, which included optical illusions. René Magritte in particular is very famous for creating illusions in his paintings, including scenes split into night and day, paintings of paintings whose subject matter blends into the background, and images of figures whose bodies blend into their surroundings. Magritte's painting In Praise of Dialectics, 1937, part of the NGV collection, shows a building with a large window, and inside the window is another building, identical in style. The name of the work is a reference to philosopher G. W.F. Hegel's work on dialectics, while the image plays with duality, making us question what is inside or outside, what is large or small, and what is reality itself. In the 1960s, the Op Art, short for Optical Art, movement was dedicated to optical illusions, developing the fields of abstract art and graphic design to create images and sculptures meant to confound. Many of these explore phenomena that can be explained by science, each of which has a name, and they are numerous. For example, there's center-surround antagonism, where your eyes see something that isn't there because of what's adjacent. Simultaneous contrast, in which the eye sees colours that may not be there depending on their surrounds. And kinetic illusions, the appearance of motion in a still image. According to New York-based writer Sarah Gottesman, neuroscience and more recently the subfield of neuroaesthetics can help to explain the biology behind visual tricks, many of which were first discovered by artists. Even now, optical illusions are as popular as ever. You might remember The Dress, a photo of a white and gold or black and blue dress that took the internet by storm in 2015. Looking at the image, people either see white and gold if they perceive the dress to be in bright daylight, or black and blue if they perceive the dress to be in low artificial light. Some theorise that people who work outside or spend most of their lives in bright sunshine are more likely to see the dress as white and gold, whereas those who spend time in artificial light or are night owls are more likely to see it as black and blue. Illusions and design. Optical illusions in three dimensions are less well known, but there are still plenty of them. Japanese artist Chigeo Fukuda has created many, including his three-dimensional models of Escher's Impossible Buildings, three-dimensional model of Escher's Belvedere, 1982, and three-dimensional model of Escher's Waterfall, 1985, based on Escher's lithographs Belvedere, 1958, and Waterfall, 1961. Belgian artist Mathieu Hamekers also made some of Escher's impossible objects in three dimensions, including the impossible cube from the Belvedere print. But when it comes to creating optical illusions in three dimensions, one favourite form of design, the chair, comes in for some attention. In the Singapore Art Museum, Singapore and Perth-based artist Matthew Ngui's 1997 work appears from afar to be a series of pieces of wood positioned here and there in a diagonal across the room. It is only when the work is seen from a particular vantage point that the name of the work makes sense, chair. Korean designer Jinil Park also creates illusions with furniture in his drawing series 2013. He uses wire, most often in black, to create functional three-dimensional pieces of furniture that look like two-dimensional sketches. His chairs, stools, lamps, and most recently an armchair are difficult to perceive on a computer screen as they look like flat sketches. Japanese designer Daigo Fukawa's Rough Sketch Products furniture pieces 2013 are similar, but here the sketches seem even more scribbly and sparse. It's only when you see the designer seated on his own armchair that you can understand its three-dimensionality. But one of the absolute masters of illusion in furniture and design objects is Oki Sato of Tokyo and Milan-based design studio Nendo. A font of ideas and extremely prolific, he says his team of 30 people might work on up to 400 projects at a time. Sato believes that design is about changing perspectives. He says, quote, "Design is about changing the way of seeing things, I guess. A new perspective that I try to deliver to my clients or the people who interact with my pieces," end quote. One Nendo work from 2010 is once again an illusion of a chair, this time created by parallel lines of black wire that, depending on the angle, look like a chair or simply like a series of lines surrounded by a rectangular shape. Also playing with black on white is his dining room illusion from the Japan Pavilion at Milan Expo 2015, which features rows of black chairs at a black table. From the front, the piece looks like a regular table and chairs, but when viewed from other angles, each piece is revealed to be oversized, growing gradually until the chairs are taller than a person. In the same year, Nendo created his most ambitious chair illusion to date. 50 Manga Chairs 2015 is a series of stainless steel chairs, each of which has been modified to capture a particular type of motion, like a manga cartoon. The studio collaborated with animator Yusuke Fujikawa to show each of the chairs as they float, bounce, tumble, spin, quiver, shrink, shake, and bend, giving them character and personality. Nendo wrote, quote, "Manga consists of a series of frames on a single sheet of paper that creates a sequence. Similarly, 50 standard chairs are lined up in a grid. Each one conjures up a sense of story, and each with a design element from manga," end quote. Having been acquired by the NGV with the support of Bruce Parncutt AO and Robin Campbell and Michael and Emily Tong as the full set, these chairs now form an important part of Freedom of Movement, contemporary art and design on display at ground level NGV International until 10th of April.